Father God, our Lord and our King, we are grateful, Father, to have something of your touch this morning. We are grateful, Lord, that you are able to draw us to you even this morning, to sink in, to immerse ourselves, as it were, in your presence, O God. We pray this morning, our wonderful God, that you may speak to us, for we are your people, are ready to listen to you, O God. Help us, O Heavenly Father, that we may grasp the truth from your word, that we may worship you in spirit and truth, that we may understand you, O God, in the fullest. We pray this morning, O God, that you may touch our lives, that you may shine your light within us, O God, that we may see your truth this morning. Blessed Savior, mighty God, we pray also for our friends, our brothers and sisters all over the country. We think of Grace Baptist Church in Davidson, our friend Chris there, O God, as he preaches the word this morning. We also think of our friends, Spoo. Pray that, Father, you may touch the lives of your people wherever they are involved. We think of Bafana, Heavenly Lord. We think of Gideon, these brothers in the townships. May you have mercy on us, O God. May you give us grace this morning. In the wonderful name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, help our understanding this morning. Convict us of sin, O God. May we come to you. May we know that certainly, O God, one day we'll be found in heaven. For Christ's sake, we pray and ask. May we all say amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let us turn then to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to read it together, verse number 3 this morning. And the title of this message, Blessed are the Poor in Spirit. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. In your pew Bibles, 809. It reads as follows. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May the good Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. May he write his eternal truth upon our hearts. I am sure we all agree that people can fake physical poverty. I remember a man at the corner of Nelson Mandela in Schoeman in Pretoria. He looked so crippled and challenged my heart. I will pass him every morning, and at times, in different occasions, I will give something to him. He walked so skew as though he had suffered some kind of a stroke. His back and hand were so dysfunctional. A year later, I was at the garage at around 10 p.m. How shocked and angry I was as I saw this young man standing there counting his coins, walking straight, nothing wrong with him, no problem at all, walking with the hand in the pocket like a pantsula. I found that disturbing and very horrible.
It disturbs me.
Because there are people out there who are really poor and in need. But of course, you can fake physical poverty. But there is a kind of poverty that you are not going to be able to fake.
And
it is a necessary kind of poverty. Of course, that statement is difficult to comprehend at first. If I say there's a necessary kind of poverty, it's difficult to comprehend. Since poverty can never be regarded as a good thing. You can see how mankind has always sought
after that positive emotional state of bliss and happiness.
Vandra bona batho ba matisa ho thaba moyeng le lo thaba pilong.
That's what we're looking for.
Ke tseo ba di batho ba di batla.
Bliss and happiness.
Ho thaba le lo ba monate mo lefatseng.
For this morning.
Empa ka je.
Jesus described a certain kind of a character.
Morena Jesu bua ka
describes that which set apart the follower of Jesus.
Se arohanya mo ya tla Morena Jesu le batho ba lo reng ba ba
hata fe. Those who entered the kingdom of God through that prescribed way or path of righteousness.
Ba ke ni muso wa modimo ka tsela e lo reng le seng beu.
Way of repentance.
Ka tsela e lo reng ke a o fetoha.
So his disciples, remember last week I say his disciples came to him as he went up the mountain. So now Jesus began to say things unto them. Today we are beginning to look at what Jesus began to say to the people. The first thing Jesus tells his disciples is that the believer is blessed. That's what I want you to know as the first thing this morning. If you are a believer, you are blessed. The believer does not stand at the corner of any spiritual junction waiting for someone to give alms to him or waiting for someone to bless him.
Verse number 3.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
How
do we know that he's referring to the believer?
Verse 1.
His disciples came to him and he opened his mouth and taught them. He's telling them through these beatitudes from verse 1 to 12. The believer is blessed. I know you have heard these words before, blessed. But I'm not sure whether you have come to understand the depth, the width, and the height of this word blessing or this blessedness that we are talking about this morning. You might have been speaking words such as, I am blessed going in and I am blessed going out. In most cases, that word blessed is taken out of its own context and sometimes it is unbiblical.
These
days when people have plentiful, they consider themselves to be blessed. They
claim to be blessed.
They point on things.
I am blessed.
But is that what Jesus is talking about this morning? Is
that
what Jesus is addressing to his people? Is that what Jesus pronounces to the believer?
He is
speaking of materialism this morning. He is speaking of a life of bling bling in this world.
He is speaking of
a nice motor car, beautiful clothes,
a fat
bank account. Of course not. As a believer, you are blessed because you are in Christ. You belong to Jesus. Your blessing is the effect of that new birth.
It
is an outcome of believing and trusting and depending upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Which is why when you read this beatitude, when you look at the Sermon on the Mount, you soon realize that Jesus does not begin in the material realm to build his kingdom in the heart of his people. He does not begin.
He does not begin.
He does not begin with tangible things.
To build
his kingdom.
To create
a type of God.
He does not concern himself about what you have. He concentrates much on character and conduct.
He is
a matter of something, not of possessing something.
Ke taba ya gore o be se itseng se ngwa wa go ba le se itseng.
He doesn't say possessing things is wrong.
Ha re ba le ntho ga wa loka.
How necessary things are to possess. But Jesus, how
so ye gore ntho di bo tlhopa ga kaka.
You are something that but
wena o be se itseng ke ka mo o tla o tla ba ni so
honono. That you are blessed.
Ke seng gore o be le se itseng gore o tla le le
sono. Is talking about this morning.
Ke se o morana Jesu a buang ka sona ka jeno.
When the Bible speaks of blessedness,
it
speaks of a state of well-being in relationship to God. Listen to, we know the verse, Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and
3.
That is a character. That
speaks
something. The Bible says, blessed is he who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat with scoffers, but his delight is in the law of God, and in his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by a stream of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers.
It's
to be something, not possessing something. The blessing is not what you have in your hands. It is a byproduct of spiritual commitment to Jesus. You are blessed because you are spiritually committed to the Savior. Friends, you can see that as the disciples separate themselves from the crowd, you see that blessedness is spiritual commitment to Jesus. He pronounced them blessed because they come into him or they belong to him.
He's
not
just
looking at what they have, but just because they are spiritually committed to Jesus, they are counted. You are counted as blessed. The word blessed, as you see throughout this sermon on the mount or throughout this beatitude, it means fortunate or privileged. Okay, alright, good. It speaks of a status of the people of God. It simply means happy. In other words, then Jesus says, happy are the poor in spirit. I know that sounds contradicting, isn't it? I'm happy because I'm poor. Doesn't sit well, isn't it? But Jesus says, happy are the poor in spirit. How can I be happy and be poor? How can I be poor and be happy? But as you think about it, as you contemplate on these things, as you work it out in your mind, as you
think of
God, you understand, you realize Jesus refers to spiritual matters. My friends, this is a matter of spirit. This blessedness is opposite to a curse. It is a spiritual blessing opposite to a spiritual curse.
And we all fit into that.
Remember when God came into the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day, he pronounced a curse upon our parents, upon our father Adam.
Adam.
And consequently, Adam and his posterity remained under a curse.
Jwalo bana ba haile ba Adam jwalo ba ka ofela ba le ba tlasa tshwako ena.
He says in verse 17 of Genesis chapter 3.
Okay, Genesis chapter 3.
He says, because we have listened to your wife and you didn't listen to me. Because you didn't pay attention, because you broke my commandment. Curse is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the fields. By your sweat, the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of the ground you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Jwalo wa Adama are ka o bane o mametse pulelo ya mosadi wa hao wa ja sefate seo ke kileng ka o laela o ka re o seke wa seja mobu o rohakile ka bakala hao o tla ja tsetswang ho ona ka ho sebetsa ka thata ka matsatsi ohle a ho phela ha hao.
But just to remind you,
o le hopotsa
how this thing fits with us.
Rona re kena ka tsela e tsena.
God said to Adam,
Modimo itse ho Adama,
eat that fruit,
ha o ja peo ena,
you will surely die.
O tlo shwa.
Death,
lefu,
you will be separated from me.
O tlo arohana.
I will have nothing to do with you.
Ke kekebe ka ba le lutho
ho wena.
E ya Modimo na le mohau.
He shines his light to everyone.
O khantsa khanya ya hae ho batho bohle.
The believers have work.
Le batho ba sa dumeleng ba gona gore ba sebetse ra bona ba tsamaya mo ka ntle ka dikoloi tse ntle, empa nnete ke gore ba arohane ho Modimo ka ntle ho
Modimo. The apostle Paul says, when he summarized this thing,
he
says the wages of sin is death. That is what we obtained. That is what we received in Adam. Death. A sentence upon us. A spiritual curse. But now Jesus is speaking to those who believe in him.
Now Jesus is speaking to the believer.
Those who come to him. My friend, the believer is the blessed in the whole world. Anyone can claim to be blessed,
but
the believer is the only one blessed in the entire world. Their heart is sprinkled with the waters of the gospel. Their eyes are open to the truth of God. Their inability and unwillingness to come to God is overcome by the grace of God.
God pulls
them from the
garden
of sin and set them in his marvelous light.
Modimo ba tsitse se beng aba kenya ganyeng ya hae.
They rejoice to be the children of God. They want to be where Christ is. They are the blessed. Unlike the unbeliever who remains under curse. Why is the unbeliever remaining under curse? Because the unbeliever refuses to believe on the only begotten Son of God. If you refuse to believe on Jesus, if you refuse to turn away from your sin,
how hanau fetu adibinta how
faith and repentance,
katumelo le ka fetu adibinta
under curse,
o tla dula ntoli
ho ha ko said to you,
how no khona hala ho ho tswa ho wena o le sohono,
regardless of what you have,
kante lotse o na le ntsona le fatshe.
Jesus says you are blessed.
Morena Jesu ore o le sohono.
Jesus does not hide this, my friends.
Morena Jesu ha pa
chapter 23 of the gospel of Matthew.
How shall we chapter 23
of Matthew
verse
3. They are cursed. They are hypocrites.
They
are blind guides. Death and hell remains upon them. Death and hell is their reward unless they turn to me in faith and repentance.
Friends,
you are blessed if you are able to say, all that I have gained, I count it loss. I don't depend on emotional happiness or some kind of temporal nice feeling. I don't depend on those things. I know that I am blessed. I am of Christ. I'm not blessed because I occupy a temporal position of power in this world. I'm not blessed because I have something that you don't have. I'm blessed because I belong to Jesus. I'm blessed because I've become a recipient of divine favor. Brother, sister, friend and child, if you have come to Jesus, you have received blessing. You have become a recipient of divine favor. God is on your side. You don't have to have anyone telling you you are blessed. Indeed, you are.
I'm a recipient
of divine grace. I belong to Jesus. In sickness and in health, He is my rock and my fortress. In sickness and in health, He is my rock and my portion.
I
know how difficult to communicate this these days, my friends. Because that's not what people are seeking for. People are not seeking for God's divine favor, which results into their spiritual blessing. That is to be blessed, regardless of the situation around. You remain happy. You are in Christ. You can lose your loved one, but you don't grieve like the unbeliever. One door may be closed for you, but you know that God will open another. Things may turn upside down, but you know that your Redeemer lives. You are a blessed. In Christ, we are blessed. We are the child of God. The blessed of
Abraham.
Through Jesus Christ. Because your happiness does not depend on how you feel, as I've said.
You are
able to go through difficult times of this world.
But
you come out the other side shining with glory.
Still
revved with divine happiness. Because your eyes are fixed unto Jesus. Your heart is fixed to the divine promise of God. That blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God promised to those who loves him.
For us, if you le modi milikonya le fasi, modi mo na le ona le mutaka loro moto mofaon.
It leads me to ask the question.
Ungeta hor kibote poso.
Are you the blessed?
I kaba we na ulisoho nolo na.
Are you in a saving relationship with Jesus?
Ukaba upolusi ito na.
But secondly,
abu beji.
The believer is wealthy of poverty. In other words, is loaded. He rejoices in poverty. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Of course, the text speaks of spiritual poverty. Since it was speaking of spiritual blessedness, it speaks of spiritual poverty.
lentswe lena le bua ka o putsane ya moyeng e re utlilane bua ka o putsane ya ka tumelong jwana bua ka o putsane ya moyeng.
Friends, Jesus is not suggesting when he says blessed are the poor, he's not suggesting that God is in great favor with people who are poor in the world than with people who are rich. That's not what Jesus is saying.
Are mo somo rata batho ba loreng ba tloka mo lefatseng o feta batho ba loreng bana le tsa lefatshe.
The believer is wealthy of poverty because he humbles himself. He is humble in spirit.
Mo dumedi yena o wa o le wa thaba mfutsane imba hayo bane
He strives to keep the commandments of God.
Actually,
the word poor there, it means to shrink. It speaks of being in need. It speaks of insufficiency. One who is poor within. One who is poor in that inner representative part of life. He speaks of spiritual bankruptcy. He speaks of spiritual helplessness. It is to be reduced to begging. So Jesus expects these proud Jews who knows that, who knows that God is on their side, they know that to them belongs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, to them belongs the worship, to them belongs the promises, to them belongs Christ Jesus. But Jesus expects this man to realize that to be part of the kingdom of God, he calls for great humility. It calls for spiritual humbleness, to be humble in spirit. He wants this man to know that they need to come and remain in the kingdom of God in an attitude that is only pleasing unto God. He wants you to look at yourself and say, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?"
How can he
check
the mood? Who
is going to deliver me from such a sin? He wants you to look at yourself like that. He wants you to see yourself empty, holding or having nothing to give.
That's a
way of speaking. Realizing that you possess nothing in this world. He wants you to have the attitude which will reflect spiritual helplessness and dependence upon God. Let me give you an illustration from the Word of God. If you look at Luke chapter 18, verse 10 to 14, you will see what it is to be poor in spirit. You will be able to see who is it that God doesn't want before his face, and who is it that is welcome before God. Verse 10 to verse 14, Luke chapter 18. The Bible says, two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes to all that I have." That is that other man. But listen to what the other man is saying. The Bible says, the tax collector, standing far, will not even lift up his eyes unto heaven, but he will beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus concludes
by saying, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
Bana ba babedi ba ile banyulohela tempeleng go ya rapela. Emong ile mo farasi, emong ile mo legetso. Mo farasi a ema a rapela ka pelong a re. Modimo ke a o leboa ke a ke se jwalo ka batho ba bang. Bao ileng palotsana, ba sa lokang difebe ka paliha ile le jwalo ka mo legetso a enwa. Ke tima di jo habedi ka beke. Ke ntsha karolo e lengwe go ya tsotlhe tseo ke di fumanang. Empa molekgetho ena a ema hojana a tshaba le o tadima legodimong, a itshwabela a re, Modimo a ongaugele, nna moetsadibe. Ke a le bolelela enwa o theohetse ntlong ya gae, a lokafaditswe go ena le yane, gobane e mong le e mong ya iphahamisang o tla kokobetswa, mme ya ikokobetsang o tla phahamiswa.
Hallelujah, praise to God, amen.
Amen.
You see a picture of what it is to be poor in spirit.
God
have mercy on me, a sinner. Beating your breast, saying, nothing in my hands I bring, but simply to your cross I cling. That is the attitude. That is the picture of spiritual poverty, my friends. So
those
poor in spirit are those who are able to swallow their pride. They humble themselves. They seek assistance from outside of them. They know that help is on the outside, not on the inside.
But
they don't look
at him
to solve their problems.
They look at him to solve a problem.
They are poor in spirit. In contrast to a man who is vulnerable to pride in relying upon himself and his resources. People of this wealth, their wealth is a strong city for them. They build their future within the secure walls of their own imaginations. But the poor in spirit, their wealth
Christ
in them, the hope of glory. Question. Are you poor in the spirit, my friend? Have you destroyed every room of pride within your heart? Are you spiritually bankrupt, my friend? Having nothing in your bank account, your spiritual bank account as it were, having nothing in
your banking account
for so long, hoping that one day you will deposit unto God's account to win God's favor. My spiritual bank account
deposit
unto you, O God, to win your favor. Do you know without a shadow of doubt, my friend, that there is nothing good that dwells within you? And there is nothing for you to do to earn your way into the kingdom of God unless your curse is taken away by God's eternal blessing of eternal life. And you come to realize that.
So,
but maybe, my friend, you don't see that such spiritual poverty is wealth. So maybe you still doubt that if you are poor in spirit, you are actually rich. Let me give you another illustration. Let me remind you of the story of Lazarus and the rich man in Luke chapter 16. The Bible tells us that Lazarus was laid at the rich man's gate.
Good.
Covered with sores. And longing to be fed from the rich man's table, longing to be fed with the breadcrumb that falls from the rich man's table. He was so poor to the point that he did not even have a choice but to let dogs lick his sores for medical attention. Friends, such poverty. He was destitute of any ability to provide for himself. He depended on the mercy of the rich man. He depended on the mercy of those people who will carry him day in and day out and drop him at the gate of the rich man.
He
depended on the grace of God. That is the idea which Jesus brings to his disciples, my friends. The blessed are poor in spirit. They are destitute to any spiritual ability to help themselves. My friends, the reason you don't make it in life, the reason you're still not making it, I'm talking on spiritual things now.
It's
the reason why you keep falling and falling over and over again,
it's
because you think you can make it without Jesus. But someone else, to him, it is because he thinks or you think you can make it with Jesus.
You have to
come to your senses, my friends. Church of God, the matter is you need Jesus to make it for you. Then you can make it. It must depend on Jesus. So what I'm saying is this: if you are able to carry yourself to the gate, you are not destitute, you are not helpless. If you can still carry yourself to that gate, you are not in need, my friend. If you are able to provide for your spiritual souls, you don't have Christ in you. Because Christ would not share his glory with anyone. But if you are looking and desiring something that falls from the rich man, from the master's table, if that is in your heart, you will be provided for. If you will acknowledge your total dependence upon God, if you will acknowledge your spiritual poverty before him, if you will understand that apart from Christ you are spiritually destitute, only then you will qualify and benefit in this kingdom of God, which is my third point. Jesus says the third thing in this verse: the believer has a great reward. Verse 3. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It says, for theirs is the kingdom. There's that word for there, ngobuba. In other words, they have this spiritual, this kingdom of heaven because of something.
But
and that something
is
because of what he has already said before. It is because they are poor. The kingdom of heaven is yours because you are poor in spirit. And because you are poor in spirit, you are blessed. And your final fruit of blessedness is to receive an inheritance. Church, I did say last week that the kingdom of heaven is a kingdom which demands fruit in keeping with repentance. I said it is a spiritual kingdom. The liberation of souls, the souls of men and women and their young ones from slavery to sin. It is a glorious kingdom. It is God's reign in the heart of his people.
It
is Christ's lordship over his church. But my friends, having said that, heaven is for real. It is a physical place prepared from the foundation of the earth. That celestial place, that celestial city, we will possess one day. That supreme facility of great happiness. A city which shines with the glory and the beauty of God. A city which shines with the righteousness of God, with the glory of Jesus Christ. A place where sin will not enter and sin will not be remembered. A place where we shall receive our reward for running this race that is set before us today. A place we shall enter because we have come to Jesus and recognize him as the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh my friends, heaven, a place where all our treasures is stored right now. Our treasures are not stored in this world. Our treasures are stored in him, where we shall enjoy everlasting joy and peace, where our tears will be wiped away, where we shall no more remember this horrible and hell of this world, but where Jesus shall shine with his glory and he shall sing, as our friend brother Russ was reading for us, Revelation 19, we shall sing, glory to God, hallelujah to you, worthy is the Lamb. What a blessing it is, my friends. It is a blessing to know that you cannot provide for yourself spiritual poverty. Christ provides for you. But even though he provides for me spiritual poverty, he rewards me with the greatest reward in the whole world. I belong where Christ belongs. In this world, I've given up my little kingdoms built on sinking sands. In this world, I've given up my little kingdoms, which are temporary now, shining with candlelight in the midst of storm. Temporal things. I count it all but loss if I can only have Jesus. Only you, Jesus, only you. There is no other than you. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My home is up in the sky. Heaven is waiting for me. Oh, what a beautiful day it shall be, my friend. You belong to a spiritual home. A spiritual home you have entered through repentance and faith. You have entered through this home to a genuine recognition of your spiritual dependence upon God. Friends, his kingdom is yours because you have laid down your pride at the Savior's feet. Have you laid down your pride at the Savior's feet? His kingdom belongs to you because you have nailed your self-righteousness at the cross of Christ. Yes. Have you done that, my friend? It is all about spiritual bankruptcy. You must know that apart from him, you have nothing. Apart from Jesus, nothing commends you to God. You give glory to God. in all that there is. Look again in verse number 3 as we are coming to close. Verse number
3.
It says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Friends, theirs. What does that tell you? They own it. It belongs to them. They are people. These are people who had nothing. They counted everything in this world but lost. But now theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They own the greatest and the most glorious dwelling in the whole universe. They are provided for an eternal life. They are regarded as the citizens of heaven, as with Christ. They belong to that territory governed by Jesus Christ. And I trust, my friends, for your sake, I trust that you are sitting here contemplating on that beautiful day, contemplating on your arrival in heaven. If you are not sitting here thinking that one day you should arrive in heaven, think about it, my friends. You need to be thinking right now, there is a home that I'm driving to. I'm eagerly waiting for my arrival in heaven. I hope you have come to the conclusion, my friend, that there is no place to call home in this world. Heaven is beautiful. So you need to be humble in attitude. You need to be in rejection of worldly pride, self-reliance, self-confidence. You need to confess your unworthiness before Jesus. You need to trust in the riches that only God can provide. Listen to what Jesus says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Clothe yourself, all of you, with humility towards one another. For God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Friends, that is the character we all need to aim for. Who are in spirit. And you will never be able to fake that. You need to get your eyes off yourself. You need to look unto Jesus. You need to read his word. You need to seek him with all of your heart. Friend, you don't need a change of behavior. You need a change of heart. You need to have a conviction of sin. Your daily sin. The very sin you ignore each and every day and you are used to do it now. It doesn't feel odd anymore to sin for you. Oh, my friend. You need to repent in ashes. Dust and ashes. Just like Job. If you want to see your Redeemer face to face one day, standing on the earth, you will have to turn to him in faith and repentance. You need to cry like David in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Friends, spiritual poverty is a necessity. And you don't wait at the corner of Paul Kruger and Skinner waiting for B. Bembe to give something to you. You run to Jesus. Because you cannot afford to fake spiritual poverty. God knows your heart. So you run to Jesus. You become naked before him. God have mercy on me, a sinner. Friends, rejoice in your spiritual poverty. Because that is the emblem of your blessedness. And the kingdom of heaven is yours. Humble yourself before God. and he will exalt you. Be poor in spirit, because the grace of God will then be ready to raise you up when he sees that your pride spirit is laid aside. Is your pride spirit being laid aside?
Are you blessed?
If you are a believer, you are blessed. If you are not,
there is
something to think about. Because the kingdom of God is not yours.
But
the believer, theirs is the kingdom of God. Thank you. Let us all stand. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of eternal covenant, equip you with everlasting good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. May the church of God say amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing together.